What is up, everybody? This is AJ Lasser, and this is the Real Talk Podcast, sponsored by Anchor. It's been an entire week, and I promised you a brand new episode, and I am here to deliver. Like I promised last week, I did say that I was going to talk about a show that was near and dear to my heart, The Simpsons. But I'm not just going to talk about one specific episode or one specific season. I'm actually going to talk about the Halloween episodes. This is my annual Halloween episode. Talking about spooky episodes. Or spooky things. Now, the Halloween episodes have always been a favorite of mine. And that hasn't changed a bit. I haven't mentioned it, but my personal favorite episode is actually the third one. I actually love watching it. Now, The Simpsons have been going on for 30 plus years. The show actually got its start on the Tracy Ullman show back in the late 80s, but it became so popular that it actually premiered the year I was born, 1989. I was only about 2 months old when this show premiered. But the stories that stand out to me were the Halloween episodes. Yes, I actually got to watch the Halloween episodes when I was a kid, and believe me, they scared the fuck out of me. But can you blame me? I was just a kid. But I got myself grounded most times, so I wasn't able to watch every single one of them. But now that I'm an adult and I actually got Disney Plus, I can actually watch the Treehouse of Horror episode. When it comes to, you know, these stories, they used to have wraparounds. The wraparounds usually consist of somebody telling the story. Let it be Homer or Marge or Bart or Lisa. Like in the first episode, the first Treehouse of Horror, it's actually Bart and Lisa telling Halloween stories in the titular treehouse. Now, let me tell you this. This was the only time in a Halloween episode where the stories were actually told inside a treehouse. When the episode started becoming a regular thing over the years, the stories exited the treehouse and started to become their own thing. Like, the second Treehouse of Horror actually consisted of three nightmares. Lisa's Nightmare, which is a story about the monkey paw. Bart's Nightmare, which is a parody of It's a Good Life in the Twilight Zone, which you're going to be hearing a lot about in this episode. And the third one was actually a play on Frankenstein, which was Homer's thing. Now, when it comes to at the end of Homer's Nightmare, it actually became true that Mr. Burns was attached to, you know, Homer. Like, seriously? You want to attach yourself to the fattest fucking idiot out there? Alright. You want to do it? Do it. I mean, hell, you You're a billionaire who attached his body to a bumbling fat ass to stay alive. But hey, do what you gotta do. Now, the third one was that, like I said, the third one is my personal favorite. Had three parodies, which the first one was actually a parody of the Twilight Zone story Living Doll, which I've actually watched that episode and saw the dude trip over the doll and kill himself. And it's also a play on the horror movie Child's Play, which the doll comes to life and tries to kill the owner. But the twist at the end of that story was actually pretty fucking funny. Apparently someone said the doll switched from good to evil, which I thought was pretty damn funny. Which I still think is pretty damn funny. And it's a better twist than most modern horror movies. Please do not at me, Watch Mojo. Yes, I know you coined that phrase, but I don't give a damn. The second story, which is a shot-for-shot parody of King Kong, with Homer as, you know, King Kong. My favorite part at the end of that one was when Homer ate Marge's father at their wedding. That was pretty damn funny. A personal favorite story is Dial Z for Zombies, which Bart mistakenly raises the town dead in order to, you know, try to bring back Lisa's kitty cat. And this chaos ensues. You watch the episode, and guess what? One of my personal favorite scenes is in that story, where Homer shoots the zombie Flanders and doesn't realize Flanders is a zombie. Shit. You watch and watch and watch these. Like I said, I have Disney Plus, so I can watch every single one of them. Of course, play one episode and let it play all the way through. It'll start showing the next episode that's in the series. Not the next in the series, three of horror, in the season in which that series is in. And you literally have to back out and try to get into the next episode. You watch and watch and watch these episodes, and for the love of God, it gets creepier, spookier, and funnier at all the same time. Like I said, the show has parodied everything from horror to science fiction to even the supernatural. Hell, one of their first stories was actually about a haunted house, which in turn was a parody of, you know, the Amityville Horror. I actually liked that one. That was actually pretty damn good. The It's a Good Life was parodied in Bart's Nightmare, which they actually called it It's a Good Bart. There's a story in one of the later seasons, Stop the World, I Want to Goof Off, which is a parody of a kind of stopwatch. They even parodied Nightmare at 20,000 Feet with Bart on the bus and a gremlin tearing in the bus park. That was fucking scary. Especially at the end where the gremlin actually ripped off Ned's head. Poor Ned can't catch a break. Another thing that I liked about it was not only did it parody the Twilight Zone, but it also parodied a bunch of movies. Another one of my personal favorite stories is actually Homer Cube, which at that time revolutionized the 3D animation. You actually got to see Homer in 3D, which is pretty damn cool. You got to see Bart in 3D. And oh my god, that was pretty damn good. The funniest part was when Homer was actually in the real world. People kept staring at him like, who the fuck, or better yet, what the fuck is that thing? It looks human, but it's yellow. He's got hepatitis. Ah! But, nah, but in all seriousness, they all looked at him like he was, well, like he was a freak. Which, in one of the later seasons, they actually parodied the story of Freaks. Which spawned this little chant that they kept saying on here. One of us, Google Goo. Even Homer even asked, what the hell does Google Goo mean? We don't know. Google Goo. And turned him into a human duck. Tar, feather, and ripped his fucking limbs off. But of course, like I said, I love the Halloween episodes. Bar none. I even like some of the modern ones. Especially when they made fun of Paranormal Activity. That shit was pretty fucking funny. Especially with Mo as the devil. They made fun of the movie Chronicle, with only Milhouse and Lisa getting powers. They parodied, you know, the Santa Claus with a horror twist, you know, with Homer becoming Death. They even parodied Fantastic Voyage with the Simpson family had to go inside Mr. Burns to save Maggie, which that was pretty damn good stuff. They even parodied Avatar. Avatar! They parodied Avatar. And that shit was fucking fun. They even parodied Dexter on one of their modern Simpsons Halloween episodes. And by God, if you've never watched any of these, I suggest you go back, go to Disney Plus and watch them. They actually parodied The Omen in the opening for the 30th Treehouse of Horror, which is pretty damn funny. Which, ironically, on the back of at the end of that opening segment, they turn Maggie around, showing the birthmark, and it shows. This is actually pretty clever itself. This was episode 666, or 667 if Fox changes the release schedule. But this was actually episode 666, which most people know is the number of the devil. They wouldn't use Maggie again in a storyline until, you know, the story of The Exorcist, where Maggie is possessed by Pazuzu, which is the demon from the movie The Exorcist. Which, pretty good play on words there, Simpsons. Pretty smart. Their first foray into stop motion, they actually did a parody of, well, you know, they did a parody of Coraline, which they used, they reinstituted the 3D animation, which is pretty damn good. Even Lisa made a comment. Saying for a middle segment in a Halloween episode, that was pretty, it was pretty damn good, pretty well damn animated. But they wouldn't use that animation again until the 31st Treehouse of Horror, when they did this parody of Toy Story, which they called Toy Gory. Which, again, since it's good play on a name there, where Bart mistreats his toys and goes too far when he kills his new toy, which is a toy of Radioactive Man, his favorite superhero. And how do the toys get back at him? They kill him and turn him into a toy themselves. They even did a parody of the Randy Newman. They even made a parody of the Randy Newman songs from the fucking Toy Story movies. Oh my god. They even parodied Godzilla in one of the episodes. They parodied Split. Which the only person who dies in that story is Nelson, which he kind of had it coming. One of my favorite original stories was the story School is Hell, where Bart actually goes to hell, school in hell and actually succeeds. Pretty damn cool. And Lisa actually found out that it would be a cold day in hell when she became popular. Because when she became popular in hell, it started snowing. Like I said, they've done numerous parodies, which were some were actually pretty funny, some were not. But let me fast forward to this year's Treehouse of Horror, which is the reason why I decided to do this episode on Treehouse of Horror itself. Not only did we get one, but we got two Treehouse of Horrors this year. But the first one was a Treehouse of Horror special before the actual Treehouse of Horror even happened. The first one we got was a parody of Stephen King's It, which was actually a pretty spot-on thing. As Homer, Marge, Moe, Carl, and for some reason, comic book guy, became the Losers Club. I like how they had all these missing posters on there of kids that went missing in the reinvented King field, which is a parody of Stephen King. If you actually stop and pause the episode for a second, you'll actually see a poster for Apu, who you already know has gone missing from the actual series, thanks to a certain documentary, which I am not going to go into details about. We even got to see Skinner, Chalmers, and Mr. Largo as teenagers as they play the bullies from Stephen King's It. And of course, in this episode, we got our first look at what Krusty would look like as Pennywise. But in this, he is not Pennywise, he is Krusto. In the first part of the story, he actually killed a kid, a young Barney. Now, the bullies do die. The bullies actually die in the second half of this episode, which they called it Not It Part 2, where the kids are all adults now. Homer being the, running a bar, which ironically is called Doe's. Moe became a ventriloquist. Marge has become a saleswoman who is married to comic book guy. Ew. And Carl is an astronaut who is supposed to be sent to outer space to stop an incoming asteroid. Which seemed like it was a reference to Armageddon. Which I believe that is. They realized that Krusto came back after they destroyed him when they were kids, because he heard something he had never heard before. He actually got to laugh at him. There were several nods to the movie itself. They had when it came to Chase After Marge, he played on Marge's Fear of Drowning in Seltzer Water, which is weird, which is actually from the movie. Moe being chased by a ventriloquist dummy, which he ironically looked like fucking Slappy the Dummy from fucking Goosebumps. With Carl, he turned into a sexy octopus woman. Anime reference? JoJo reference? I have no idea. And with comic book guy, let's just say we didn't need a flashback for that one. Thank God. But they managed to, at the end of the first one, they managed to kill him. They said he'll be back in 27 years. 27 years later, Homer's still living in Kingfield, runs a bar, and finds out that the local bullies have been murdered. The most gruesome kill in that fucking episode was the death of fucking Jimbo when he got hit with a scalding hot pie that melted his fucking face. I do like Kearney's death, how his intestines were folded into little dog-shaped balloons. That was fucking savage as fuck. But now they go back to confront him, but only to realize that they're not scared of their childhood fears, but they do have something else that he can feed off of, which is adult anxiety, which, in all honesty, is something that I actually have in real life. This shit sucks. And then it was revealed that a note that Homer actually wrote for Marge when they were kids, which you'll have to watch the episode to know about that, was actually written by Homer instead of Comic Book Guy. Because Comic Book Guy found the letter and wrote his name on it, and he ended up getting Marge instead of Homer. When Marge married Comic Book Guy, she actually had kids, Bart and Lisa. But in this, the roles are reversed, which is fucking bizarre. You actually have to see Bart as the good, smart, you know, kid, the well-behaved kid. And you got to see Lisa as the older rebel. You know, the reverse of what Bart and Lisa actually are. The reason why they're going after Crusto this time is because they have to save Bart's kids. Even though, yes, Comic Book Guy did redeem himself at the end by sacrificing himself to Crusto, it still didn't help the fact that he lied to Marge all these years. And the episode ends with Crusto dying. But my favorite line at the end is when he says he blames cancel culture. Hey, we all blame cancel culture for the way things are nowadays, bro. So you're not wrong on that one. The thing is, he says he hasn't been funny in over hundreds and hundreds of years. He even referenced fucking TikTok, the incredibly difficult TikTok dances, which ironically is valuable information today, which, holy fuck. And they actually end the episode with Kang and Kodos, about which Stephen King, that's only to reveal that they're the reasons why Crusto was around anyway. And they try to figure out which Stephen King monster they should bring to life next. And even eventually having a laugh on the Stephen King story, the Tommyknockers. shit. That one was actually pretty damn good. And I'm actually looking forward to this Sunday with the Treehouse of Horror episode. Treehouse of Horror 33, which premieres this Sunday. It has three segments. I actually looked up the synopsis for all three stories. They're once again going to be parodies based on books. That's right. This story is going to be book-based. This trilogy is going to be book-based. The first story is called The Pookadook, which is a parody of the horror film, The Babadook, which is apparently a scary childhood, a scary kid story. I haven't seen the movie, but I do know of its existence. I've seen reviews of it. It's actually pretty damn good. I'll eventually check it out when I can. The second one, which actually surprised me, because The Simpsons have had done a lot of anime influence openings. They even did a story similar to this in their Treehouse of Horror comics, which I suggest you check those out as well. The second story is actually called Death Tome, which is a parody of the anime series Death Note. I actually got to watch a clip from a couple clips from the story, and my god, the animation looks badass. You watch, if you watch the clip online, you'll see it. And believe me, it's actually going to be pretty damn good. They actually do show us the Ryuk character, but he doesn't go by Ryuk. He actually goes by the name Steve Johnson. What? When I saw the clip, I was like, wait, what? He goes by Steve Johnson? The fuck? But of course, like I said, not only is that character creepy and most likely going to be funny as well, we're actually going to get to see the Simpsons characters in anime style. They'll have white skin, but different color hair. Lisa will be a blonde. Marge will still have her blue hair. Homer will still be bald. And we actually got a glimpse of several characters in this style. I actually got to see Disco Stew, which he looks cool. Apparently there's a character resembling Ned Flanders in the background. We actually get to see Sherry and Terry in anime form. In the clip, we actually got to see Mr. Burns in anime form. Like, holy shit, he actually looks creepy as fuck. But most people are believing that that's going to be the best story of the episode. Then, of course, there's the story called Simpsons World, which will be a parody of the book and the HBO series Westworld. I haven't seen clips, but I did see the pictures for the story. And it actually looks pretty damn good. Now, like I said, when it comes to The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, you gotta look at the stories. Like I said, I do have my favorites, and I do have my least favorites. And I'm obviously not gonna go into too much detail about it. But, like I said, you watch this, you want to be scared. Like I said, they have their horror parodies, they have their supernatural parodies, they have their, you know, sci-fi parodies. But of course, they also do non-scary parodies and try to make them scary. Hell, there's a segment in one of the Halloween episodes where they actually try to make a house scary. You know, they parody the 2001 Space Odyssey with Hal being replaced by, well, the guest star of the episode, Pierce Brosnan. Hell, they even parodied Harry Potter before the first fucking movie came out. Ain't that some shit? It was so odd that they actually got J.K. Rowling to guest star in an episode. that's scary enough. They even made dolphins scary. They didn't make them scary. They just made them creepy as hell. Especially when the leader of the dolphins actually started fucking talking shit. Especially with the twist that dolphins used to live on the land until the humans actually drove them to the fucking sea. Yeah, I'd like to see them try to reenact that shit nowadays. But anyway, they even parodied Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is not a horror property, but it was still fucking good. They parodied E.T. Let's see. Like I said, they parodied this, the movie Freaks. They parodied Paranormal Activity. They parodied Godzilla, like I mentioned before. They parodied a non-horror movie, Chronicle. Hell, they even parodied The Hunger Games and Mad Max in the same fucking story. One of the original stories that I actually liked was the BFF RIP, which actually brought Lisa's imaginary friend Rachel to life, and Rachel started killing her friends. Shit. Which a most recent one, a recent parody that they did was a story called B9 Rewind, which if you haven't seen it, which I know I haven't, is a the story is actually a parody of the Netflix TV series Russian Doll. But it's also a parody of Happy Death Day to You, which uses the same concept. And it was actually pretty well itself. If you haven't seen Russian Doll, I do suggest you go see it. Hell, once I have Netflix, I'll be able to catch it myself. But it seems to me when it comes to the Treehouse of Horror, they never run out of stuff to, make fun of. You make fun of this, make fun of that. You make fun of horror, make fun of horror. You make fun of sci-fi, supernatural. That's your bread and butter. You make fun of something that's popular. If it's good enough for a Halloween episode, then I suggest write it. Yeah, they even try to make some people's certain faiths into a parody. Hell, they did a story about a Jewish golem. And they did all the fucking Jewish stereotypes in that episode. Oh, God. When it comes to their Halloween episodes, it's right for parody. Anything you create is right, has a right to be parody. Sure, you'll come into some legal issues, but admit it. You know, some of their shit is actually pretty fun. Like I said, with this upcoming one, there's fans of... I actually read the comments of when this shit was announced. Some people are actually looking forward to this. Some people ain't because, they've already done something like this before. Who cares? Nobody cares. It's a TV show about a cartoon family. It's a Halloween episode. Get the fuck over it. When they do release this, I am looking forward to seeing it. I won't be able to watch it because I will be working that night. And I'll most likely actually catch it on Halloween Day on Hulu, because I have Hulu. And if I can, I will do a review on this. Which, like I said in the last episode, I am I'm about to launch a YouTube channel. I have since renamed it to a name that I've given myself, the Country Rocker Viking. And it'll pretty much be the same as I said in the last episode. It'll still be it'll be a social media blackout type thing. I'll be talking about stuff that most people would not want to be talking about. And I'll also be posting funny videos on there as well. But with that being said, this is my final thought on the Treehouse of Horror in general. The show, like I said, the show's been going on for 30 plus years. The Treehouse of Horror has gone on for as long as, well, The Simpsons have. Seeing as the Treehouse of Horror has been going on for 33 plus years, And I don't see it stopping anytime soon. I actually look forward to this upcoming Treehouse of Horror. And I actually want to see what'll happen. I actually want to see what will happen when this episode premieres this Sunday. I want to see it. I really do. I want to see if this Treehouse of Horror will actually live up to the hype as much as the other ones have. If you go online and you look up Treehouse of Horror 33 in the images, Google Images, or however you go to it, you'll see there's actually a movie-style poster for this episode. With Marge holding Maggie and the silhouette of the titular Hookadook. You'll actually see in the background, you'll see Lisa and Steve Johnson in the background in the anime style of Deathtone. And you'll actually see Bart, Homer, and Lisa in the front holding their signature weapons. You'll even see a couple references in the background, including Marge driving the Canyonero. And of course, the meme Homer going back into the bushes from the episode Homer Loves Flanders. That being said, you know, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who actually say, oh, you shouldn't watch adult animation because animation should be just for kids. Tell that to the creators of The Simpsons. Tell that to the creators of Family Guy, American Dad, Rick and Morty. Tell that to some of the creators on Adult Swim. And then get back to me. Because, to be honest with you, adult animation is here to stay. I mean, hell, there's an adult Harley Quinn TV show out that shows blood and dismemberment. They actually say fuck and shit. Dumbass. Motherfucker. They say all that shit. Hence the reason why the show is rated TVMA. They even got an adult-oriented Scooby-Doo spinoff, prequel, called Velma, which will premiere sometime next year. I actually got to see some of it. I even got to see that still that they showed for it. And it actually looks pretty good. Do I care that they are race washing the characters? In all honesty, no. My take on it is that this could be a version of Scooby-Doo from another universe. Like, it's an alternate universe of Scooby-Doo. No, I'm going on the whole multiverse theory that there are multiple universes. And when it comes to animation, I mean, hell, look at Rick and Morty. They got multiple universes. Hell, the MCU has multiple universes. DC has multiple universes. So why can't cartoons? So some cartoons have multiple universes. Hell, I believe that Teen Titans Go is from a universe where superheroes aren't superheroes, that they're just a bunch of, you know, kids. They even touched on that shit in the straight-to-DVD movie Teen Titans Go vs. Teen Titans. But, like I said, adult animation is here to stay. The Simpsons, I know, are not the first adult animated family. They might as well be. But they're the first ones to actually, you know, last as long as they did. I mean, hell, it's 2022. They are right smack dab in the middle of their 34th season. Hell, Family Guy just reached their 21st. American Dad is about to reach their 20th season, or they might have already hit their 20th season, which I'm proud of them for. Rick and Morty just recently started season 6, which goes to show that, like I said, you can complain about it, but it's not going away anytime soon. Treehouse of Horror pushes that envelope. It pushes the anthology, which is becoming very popular nowadays. And I hope that people understand why people are still behind this show. They'll always be behind this show. And like I said, most people will actually sit there and watch Treehouse of Horror. Because I know I will. With that being said, I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Twitter. Reach out to me on Facebook. Believe it or not, reach out to me on TikTok. This page does have a Reddit. It's under the Reddit AlphaDog31. If you want to listen to this and previous episodes, you can listen to this this show on Spotify. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you can get podcasts. Apparently not on Pandora or iHeartRadio for some reason, because the show's not as popular. Wherever you listen to your podcast, I suggest you guys listen to this. I am getting back into recording. I will record this show every Thursday from here on out. And I will still be here. Season 3 just started this month, and it's not going to stop. There will be a hiatus, a short hiatus, in late November, in late December, up until the first or second week of January, when I'm able to start recording again, because I will be trying to spend time with my family around that time. But other than that, the show is back, and I have found a way to get my show out there. I will be seeing you guys in the next episode. I am glad you guys decided to stuck it out with me, especially since I decided to talk about a TV show that's been going on for apparently way too long. That being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Happy this episode airs soon. I want to wish you guys a happy Halloween. I want you to get out there and enjoy yourselves. Take care of yourselves and be better people. Because you never know what's out there in the world. Until next time, I am AJ Laster. This has been the Real Talk Podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out, everybody. Thank you.